Good morning. I'm Jennifer Kohler. I'm the Executive Director of Get Covered Illinois, which is the Illinois Health Insurance Marketplace. I'm happy to be here at APHA to talk about our experiences in Illinois as one of only seven partnership states across the country. And I also want to talk about ways that we were able, even as a partnership state, to structure and implement our consumer assistance program in Illinois with the direct involvement and insight of public health professionals. And I'm also going to discuss the advantages that we feel those decisions along the way have given us. First, a little background on the Illinois uninsured. Approximately 20% of our population is uninsured today, which is a high percentage. It means there are about 1.5 million individuals currently without access to health insurance, and about 300,000 of that 1.5 million are undocumented statewide. Like most states that include a major metropolitan area, there's a significant concentration of the uninsured in one county, Cook County, which includes Chicago. Nearly half of our uninsured are located there. Additionally, minorities represent a high percentage of overall uninsured. 35% of our uninsured are Latino, 20% are African American, and approximately 5 to 6% are Asian American. And we look forward to the day when these numbers and percentages are a little bit more in line with Massachusetts, because that is good news. Additionally, only 1 in 10 of our court-involved adults has health insurance. And this is a point that I'll get to a little bit later in the presentation, the significance of that. In Illinois, our governor, Governor Quinn, is supportive of giving consumers as many health care options as possible. As a result, last year, our office worked closely with the General Assembly in Illinois to authorize an early expansion of Medicaid specifically for Cook County, because, as I mentioned earlier, half of our uninsured population live in that county. This past session, we also worked with the legislature to pass another bill to expand Medicaid statewide. And we believe that between these two options, about half of our uninsured will qualify for the marketplace, and about half will qualify for Medicaid. Of the half that qualify for Medicaid, it's our belief, based on our early estimates, that about two-thirds of that half will qualify for new Medicaid, and about a third will qualify for traditional Medicaid, but just were not aware of it, didn't know about it, did not know that they were eligible. So going back to the marketplace, the exchange, we're a partnership exchange state, and that makes us unique. We're running our marketplace in partnership with the federal government, and there are only 7 of us that adopted this model across the country. Just for background purposes, the reason why we pursued this option in Illinois is because our governor, Governor Quinn, actually supports Illinois running its own marketplace, but in Illinois, we don't have the legal authority to do so unless we get legislation passed through Springfield. Despite all of our legislative successes on the Medicaid side, despite 2 years of effort, we have not been able to get a bill passed through our General Assembly allowing us to run our own exchange. We got a little bit closer last year. We got it through one chamber, the Senate, but was never called in the House, unfortunately. So as a result, last year, we had to submit our blueprint to the federal government and notify them of our intentions, and so we pursued the partnership model because we believed it was the closest that we could approximate to a state-based exchange. We signed up to take on as much responsibility as a state that we could, which means that we asked to run both the plan management functions and the consumer assistance functions. However, one responsibility that, you know, again, we're still not legally allowed to take on in the partnership model is the actual enrollment website, which means that in this model, we are reliant on healthcare.gov for enrollment purposes. So once our partnership was approved by HHS, we requested funding to run an aggressive consumer assistance program. Due to the large geography of our state, and due to the high numbers of uninsured that we hope to reach as quickly as possible. So we requested $28 million from the federal government to run our own in-person counselor program, which we thought was very important because, as Nancy mentioned, the majority of consumers, the majority of our target audience want some form of in-person help. We also requested funds to run our own Illinois-specific call center, where callers can have access to call center staff located in Illinois who have familiarity with Illinois-specific information about expanded Medicaid, as well as other programs. We also asked for funding to do our own state-specific branding, marketing, and advertising campaign. And as part of our marketing budget, we proposed to stand up what we refer to as a landing page, which is essentially a virtual front door for all Illinois consumers. So it's a state-branded website, basically, that includes a few basic high-level screening questions about people's household income, their family size, and then based on their results, the landing page directs them either to Medicaid if it appears that they're eligible for Medicaid, or it directs them to healthcare.gov if it appears based on their results they're eligible for the marketplace. We also asked for funding to run our own state-specific training program for all of our in-person counselors and navigators. Once our funding was approved by the federal government, we worked closely with our Department of Public Health to help us fulfill all the responsibilities that we had signed up for. When we were approved for $28 million in consumer assistance funds, we turned to Department of Public Health for several reasons. Not the least of which is the fact that they have the most experience among our state agencies in competitive grant making. So they helped us structure a competitive process to award out our funds to trusted community-based organizations. We modeled our process after the community transformation grant process, because that was also distributed competitively statewide, and it was for a similar amount. So what we did, just to give a little more details, we developed six small scoring teams of three people each to conduct the initial review of each of our 540 grant applications that came in. It was a very popular grant. And each of the scoring teams had a representative from our Department of Public Health on the scoring team to help advise and counsel the rest of the team. Then the results of those initial reviews were funneled up to a seven-person leadership team that made the ultimate award decisions and funding decisions. And our director of our Department of Public Health was a member of the leadership team and was closely involved in making those final decisions. Additionally, as I mentioned earlier, we also thought it was important that all of our in-person counselors that were selected through this competitive grant process have state-specific training. Illinois has some unique healthcare programs. We also expanded Medicaid, and we also have an integrated eligibility system in Illinois, meaning when you apply for Medicaid, you're also applying for SNAP and TANF, and your eligibility for all of those public benefit programs is considered at one time. So we thought it was important that all of our folks on the ground be aware of the details of all of those programs and be able to communicate about those programs to Illinois consumers. We also thought it was important, and this was also based on input from our public health professionals and advisors, we thought it was important that at least some of our training take place in person with live instruction so that our grantees could interact with the material in a meaningful way and be able to ask questions. This was not an option that was afforded to us by the federal government. All of their training is online. So we contracted with our University of Illinois School of Public Health and developed a three-day intensive training program, including and covering Illinois-specific topics. Two of the three days of training are in person, with one day being online. And to date, the results of that training is that we have trained over 1,200 in-person counselors statewide. Now that the majority of our training is completed, we're starting to look at the results. As part of the training program, UIC had developed a pre-test and a post-test to be able to test, gauge the effectiveness of their training. And what we're starting to just do the analysis right now, but what we've seen so far is that based on the in-person training, there is an 18% improvement between the pre-test results and the post-test results, which we think is pretty good. But we're still doing a deeper dive and looking at the data a little bit more closely to see which questions our in-person counselors are still having trouble with so that we can figure out how better to present the material going forward. We're also working with the School of Public Health to send a survey out to all of our grantees to get their feedback on the training, get their ideas on future training concepts, additional material they would like to learn about they think would be helpful. And we're also seeking information from them now that they're out on the ground interacting with consumers about the barriers that they're hearing about from Illinois folks, barriers to enrollment. Whether those barriers be language related, cultural, transportation, we think is going to be a big one. So we're going to, of course, analyze those results as they come back in future weeks. Additional early read on our engagement. Since October 1, we have over 36,000 Medicaid applications completed, over 60,000 started. One of the advantages to the landing page that I described earlier is that it gives us access to a little bit of data and a sense of what level of interest there is in the marketplace, which we would not get if we didn't have that landing page, because right now we're not getting enrollment data from the federal government. So it's helpful to know and to be able to look at our site and learn that 170,000 folks across the state have not just visited the site but have also participated in the screener to gauge what their eligibility is. We also launched a fully translated Spanish site a couple of weeks ago, and we've got about 1,000 folks who have taken the screener through the Spanish site as well. And we're also getting pretty high engagement with our Illinois-specific call center. We do anticipate that those numbers will increase, but all of these numbers are pretty sizable considering the fact that at this juncture we have done minimal advertising. And we are holding off on that on purpose because we don't want to stimulate demand for a product that a lot of our consumers cannot yet access because, again, we're reliant on healthcare.gov. So that's a general overview of where we are in Illinois. Now that we're through our October 1 launch, we're also drilling down a little bit more and thinking about how to reach particular target audiences, especially those who comprise large segments of the uninsured population. Illinois recognized early on, in 2010, in fact, that there are a significant number of adults funneling through our justice system who have multiple untreated health and behavioral issues. The rates of substance abuse and mental health disorders among this population is very disproportionate to the general population, and the services, of course, we all know are scarce. And we recognize that substance abuse and mental illness are public health issues that pose significant public health risks to already underserved and impoverished communities. So we determined that health reform is a real opportunity to identify these individuals and connect them to public benefits and healthcare services. So we did some early analysis, and we estimate that about 500,000 to 800,000 of our new enrollees will be justice involved at some level. Again, we've done some early analysis, and only about 1 in 10 of our court-involved adults currently have health insurance. And as you can see by the data, we have a lot to tackle here with the incarcerated population. Two-thirds of jail inmates have alcohol or drug issues, and that is 7 times larger than the general population. So our statewide approach is still in the early stages, but what we are doing right now is bringing together our Medicaid agency, our social service agency, Department of Human Services, Governor's Office, and all of our criminal justice-related agencies to coordinate a statewide public health response. We're also doing process mapping to identify the best enrollment strategies to enroll the justice involved at the time of intake, at parole, and while incarcerated. Although inmates are not eligible for Medicaid while they're incarcerated, we're working with our Medicaid agency to begin their applications about 90 days out from the time we are projecting them to be released, so that upon release, their application can be processed and they can be linked to services. Our county-level approach has already been engaged since last year because it's linked to the early implementation waiver. So far, this is a pilot project. It's working. It's successful. We've gotten 8,000 applications from Cook County Jail, and I'm happy to take additional questions about this during the discussion Q&A.